Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about commercial real estate and office in particular. The mainstream media seem fixated on reporting the averages. They're focused on the bigger macro picture. For example, last week, the Wall Street Journal published a story about the commercial debt that is scheduled to mature over the next few years. More than $2.2 trillion in debt is maturing before 2028, and much of that will have to be refinanced at higher rates. I'm going to quote directly from the article. It says, "The troubled commercial real estate market is bracing for a record amount of maturing loans, boosting the prospect of a surge in defaults as property owners are forced to refinance at higher rates. In 2023, $541 billion in debt backed by office buildings, hotels and apartments, and other types of commercial real estate came due, the highest amount ever for a single year, according to the data firm TREP. Commercial debt maturities are expected to continue rising, with more than $2.2 trillion coming due between now and the end of 2027. It says most of these loans have so far been repaid or extended. In 2022 and 2023, many owners were able to exercise 1 or 2 year extensions built into their original loans." And that's the end of the quote. Well, all of that is true, but it's actually missing the larger underlying problem. When you layer these two problems together, it's hard to see a path to success for most office buildings. Well, last week I was in New York City and met with some senior folks from JLL. One of the principals I met with is a past guest on the show, and his focus is almost exclusively New York commercial real estate. He shared a perspective that is much more dire than what I had been thinking. So I took a walk around Midtown Manhattan and started taking photographs. The purpose of these pictures was to see which floors in the office buildings had lights on and which ones were dark. Now, you can have vacant office space and still leave the lights on, but chances are high that if an entire floor is dark in the middle of the business day, well, then that entire floor is probably vacant. I saw a lot of buildings where there were multiple dark floors. The newest buildings, those Class A towers, seem to be doing pretty well, at least in terms of having their lights on. Well, the number that this broker shared with me is frankly quite shocking. New York City now has over 100 million square feet of vacant office space. Well, there's only 7 cities in the U.S. having more than 100 million square feet of office space in total. New York City has more than 100 million square feet of vacant office space. There's numerous B and C class buildings in New York City that are either completely vacant or largely vacant. In Manhattan, each city block is 200 feet in length as you're heading in the north-south direction and 600 feet in the east-west direction. So many of the buildings that front on the avenues span an entire city block, and they have frontages on 3 sides. These buildings have a floor plate often of 200 by 200 on the lower levels, and sometimes a bit less as you go higher up. But still, think about it, a 40,000 square foot floor plate has the majority of its area in the core of the building. These buildings are virtually impossible to convert into other uses like apartments. Apartments require natural light for living rooms and bedrooms. You can put closets and bathrooms and even kitchens in the core, but bedrooms need natural light. The only solution is going to be to demolish these buildings and build something new, most likely residential space. But if the building isn't too tall, maybe less than 10 floors, you could cut a center atrium in the middle to bring natural light into the core of the building. But if it's taller than that, there's probably going to be little option but to demolish the building. When you have 100 million vacant square feet, that's like seeing a city the equivalent of San Francisco is 100% vacant. Now, San Francisco's office space is currently 34% vacant. The problem is that when there's so much vacancy, there's nothing to maintain rental rates. There's always space for rent at a much lower rate, which puts downward pressure on all rents. It means that even buildings which have strong occupancy will face demands from tenants for rent concessions. These buildings will experience falling rents, and when you perform the simple math of lower rents, lower occupancy, and higher interest rates, there's no path out of insolvency for hardly any of these buildings. There's a handful of older buildings that are selling for about $300 a square foot, which when you add the cost of demolition means these buildings are basically being sold for land value. Rent concessions are becoming common in Class A buildings in New York as well, and some tenants have been recently successful in achieving up to 15 months of free rent and up to $150 a square foot in tenant improvement allowance. I mean, think about it. $150 a square foot is enough to get a pretty high-end interior finish, even in a commercial office building. In B and C-class buildings, the rent concessions are also common, and tenant improvement allowances of $85 a square foot are now the norm. A brief review of rental listings in New York shows that some offices in Midtown are renting for $40 to $45 a square foot. Many are available fully furnished, complete with desks, chairs, and conference tables. One building, constructed in 1912 on West 30th Street, is only two blocks from Madison Square Garden and three blocks from Penn Station. It's got multiple offices available at $42 a square foot. But understand that these are the asking rents. The actual rents are likely going to be much less than the asking rent. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.